You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Wednesday with English Cardinal Vincent Nicholls and four Muslim leaders from Britain who came to highlight the deep-rooted interfaith relations among the different religious communities in the UK today. For the past three decades, Nicholls and other Catholic leaders have been working to develop strong ties with local Muslim communities. Among some of the practical grassroots initiatives that have resulted are the setting up of shared food banks for the needy and the welcoming of newly arrived refugee families. Just 2 weeks ago, Cardinal Nicholls stood side by side with the Archbishop of Canterbury, plus Muslim and Jewish leaders in London, to condemn the terror attack at the Houses of Parliament. As prayers were said for the victims, the Cardinal read out a message from Pope Francis offering condolences to the grieving families and solidarity with the whole nation. Just ahead of the papal audience in the Vatican on Wednesday, I sat down with Cardinal Nicholls and two of the Muslim leaders on the delegation, Muhammad Shahid Raza, originally from India, and Syed Ali Raza Rizvi, originally from Lahore in Pakistan. They talked about their gratitude for the Pope's support and their desire to strengthen relations in order to combat hatred, intolerance and violence in the name of religion. Tell us, first of all, the message that you're bringing to the Pope.
The message on behalf of the Muslim community I will be extending to His Holiness the Pope will be of our thanks and gratefulness for the kindness and sympathy the Muslim community has always received from the Vatican. And the second thing I will be saying will be our great appreciation for the Catholic Church and Cardinal in the UK that made our audience possible. We want more and more coordination and cooperation. The Muslim community is very eager to have a very active relationship with Catholic Church in the UK, and the Cardinal has always not only supported but encouraged it through all his resources.
Cardinal Nicholls, you have been the driving force perhaps behind this audience today. What would you like to say to Pope Francis about the reality of interfaith relations in England today?
Well, I think some of the Muslim leaders who are with me have been working on interfaith relations in Britain for 30 years. And I hope our audience with Pope Francis will be a great encouragement and a boost to that work. I also would like to thank him personally for the message that he sent to us after the incidents in Westminster 2 weeks ago, when he very quickly expressed his sense of solidarity and his encouragement to us not to overreact, but to know that he had the well-being of the entire British society very much in his prayers.
This is quite difficult, isn't it, at the moment, to not overreact. Many people do have a very strong emotional reaction to these kinds of violent crimes. How do you feel that the work that you're doing is able to, if you like, promote a different face, promote a different story?
I think when people see the reality of faith leaders being together, it reflects to the entire nation that what a few criminals may be acting in front of the people is different to what the faith leaders have for the rest of the nation. And the international community has their eyes on London, London being the center of political and economical world. The faith also has an intense attention on London. And us being together, it has a very positive reflection on the rest of the world. And I think we can give the other side that faith does not divide, it unites.
You're very involved in joint projects on the ground in the UK, aren't you? For example, welcoming refugees. Can you tell us just a little bit about these kind of projects and what kind of impact they're having, do you think, at the national level?
I think in difficult times, people feel that has the faith communities let us down or have they taken us on board? And with all the different projects that the communities are working on together, especially for the refugees, it gives a very positive image of faith in 21st century. And secondly, how closely together we can work. In the past few years, especially with the help of the Cardinal, we have learnt in London and in the UK that all faiths can work together very closely. And he has managed to not just bring us together, but create a friendship. And that has made us increasingly respectful of each other and our communities.
One of the things I look for, and Archbishop Justin, is to create a platform from which the Muslim voice can be heard in the United Kingdom. I mean, after the terror of Wednesday week in Westminster, Muslims all over the country stood up and said, not in our name. Islam is a religion essentially of peace. We condemn these actions. But that voice is not heard. It's not given the platform which it needs. And I hope that one of the things we can contribute, and one of the things this visit can contribute to, is the right projection, the right amplification of this voice of Islam in our midst today.
You represent different Muslim communities here, don't you? One of the difficulties that is often quoted or cited in interfaith dialogue is who is representing, who is really speaking for the Muslim voice. What is your reaction to that?
Indeed, the Muslim community anywhere in the world is not one single community. Like all other faith communities, Muslims also have differences, but in terms of having solidarity and a united approach, all the Muslims, the Sufis, the Sunnis, the Shias, we are all together. We are standing together. We are firmly united, and we have one single voice of condemning all types of terrorism and all acts of criminality. That should not be in the name of Islam. As the Cardinal has said, Islam is a religion of peace, love, and unity. And we obtain a greater strength when we receive support from Catholic Church or from other faith communities.
You say you'd like to see greater coordination and greater efforts on the ground beyond the theological dialogue. What kind of things would you like to see? What extra efforts would you like to see?
I personally feel that terrorism is such a cancer that it cannot be dealt with by one single group of people or by one single community. We all need to join our hands, and when we work together, we work in different fields. As the cases of the refugees was just mentioned, that for refugees, for educational projects, for other social and charity projects, when we work together, we are seen as human beings and British citizens working together and coming together. And that is the real strength of all the communities, including the Muslim community.
Finally, how do you try and ensure that your message of peace and cooperation reaches the younger generations, those who are at a risk of radicalization?
By sitting together, we learn many things from each other. And I think today, the biggest voice is not just the mainstream media, but social media, and other than social media, reaching out to the people. And many things that many of the older generation, our generation, may ignore, many of the younger generation do pick up on. And our target is to not limit our unity and the good work that we're doing to one segment of the society, but to all the different segments of the society, and especially the young. They need to learn and see and be aware that working together is a possibility. Working together is the future. And without working together, this world will not last.
My thanks to Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, and to Mohammed Shahid Raza and Sayed Ali Raza Rizvi, two Muslim leaders who attended the papal audience in the Vatican on Wednesday.